Welcome to the audio portion of The Ultimate Guide to Texting Girls by Matt Artisan, presented to you by The Attractive Man. This guide will give you all the basics of texting women and plenty of actual text messages that you can send to girls right away. Now keep in mind that texting is just another tool for your proverbial tool belt. You don't necessarily need to text girls. I've had plenty of interactions with women that went really, really well, and I didn't even text her at all. I just called her up the next day after I met her and set up a date that way. And that can work. But as we know, many women, pretty much all women, text these days. So let's get started. All right, some of the basics about texting. Texting is used to reinitialize contact. It's used to set up a date, build attraction and comfort, and it can be used to get her on the phone to have an actual conversation, or to just set up the date. You can actually set up a date through text. Now, when should you text? As a basic idea, you should text her within 24 hours of meeting her so that she remembers as much as possible from the first interaction. Generally, if I meet a girl during the day, I'd like to send the text usually within 5 minutes of meeting her. That way she really remembers, because usually during the day, I'm going to have like maybe a two-minute interaction with her. I'm going to keep it really short and sweet, so I want to text her right away. At nighttime, I'll probably wait. Maybe I'll text her that night, or I'll text her the next day. Because you don't want to wait a couple days, because then she's not going to remember who you are. The attraction's not going to be as high as if you text her really quickly. So, next, use callback humor. You want to use humor from the initial interaction. Callback humor is basically when you refer to humorous topics or events that happened in the first interaction or in the previous interaction with her. So this will bring her back to that same emotional state that she was in when you met her. So if you're at a club and she's having a great time and you make a joke when you text her the next day, bring back that joke. Another great way to use callback humor is to use nicknames. So use a nickname that you called her from the first interaction. Here's a couple examples. Girly face, sassy pants, queen dork, nerd or nerd ball, sex kitten, sex ninja. Those are a little bit more sexual, obviously. Crazy girl, otter pop, glitter princess, goober. You know, you can think of a million. You can even rhyme the end of your text using a nickname. For example, peace out, Girl Scout. And you always want to sign your first text so that she knows who you are. If she didn't save your name or you didn't save your number in her phone, this will avoid her wondering who's texting her. So remember, the idea of texting is to show you're fun and playful, not to be overly serious, and you don't want her wondering who the hell's texting her. Remember, she can't hear your tone of voice, so she could actually take jokes the wrong way. She could take them the wrong way. So it's good to kind of mix it up. What we're going to give you in this guide is mostly jokes, because the serious stuff you can do on your own. But you want to keep the seriousness definitely through texting. You don't want to have a lot of serious conversation. And when I say serious, I just mean normal stuff like, hey, what are you doing? Stuff like that. You want to keep that to a minimum, but it's okay to do that once in a while. All right. When sending a text that could be misinterpreted as maybe too much teasing, or maybe she might think it's mean or negative, you want to use emoticons. Emoticons are those smiley faces or the face with the tongue sticking out, basically a semicolon and a P. Look into the guide. There's a bunch of other examples written down for you. So you want to show different sides of your personality. You want to show her that you're a multidimensional man by showcasing a genuine side, a playful side, a leadership side, and we'll show you that later as well, and a fun and interesting side. And you want to avoid asking too many questions, because women just find that annoying in general, whether it be in the initial interaction, when you first meet her. You don't want to go to interview style game where you're just asking her a bunch of questions. And you want to avoid that during text too. You don't want to ask a bunch of questions. We're also going to show you how to ask qualifying questions a little bit later. Now, you want to be unpredictable, you want to be random, you want to be challenging enough to keep her interested. So don't always send long replies. You want to kind of mix it up. Don't send too many long replies. Don't always reply quickly. Don't always be serious. Don't always be joking. Sometimes you should let her end the conversation, and sometimes you end the conversation. When you do too much of the same thing, it appears too predictable. Now, you don't want to try to impress her through text. Don't write her long text about your day or about some crazy thing that happened. That's better for an actual face-to-face interaction or over the phone. Keep your text short and sweet. Okay, be fun, flirty, and interesting from the start. It sets the tone for every text that you send after that. Remember that attractive women get texts from guys all the time, so you really need to stand out. You want to really intrigue her and make her curious about you so that she'll go on a date with you. Now, wording is key. You could text her, "Hey, what's up?" Now, that's not going to set you apart. It's going to be boring, and it's not going to be very original. Or you could text her, "Hey, crazy girl, what kind of trouble are you causing?" Now, that's a little bit better. That's going to cause you to stand out a little bit. Don't use a lot of slang. Don't use too many abbreviations or anything that has multiple interpretations with foreign women, because they probably won't understand it. Tone things down a bit and be a lot more straightforward and to the point with women that, you know, have trouble with the English language if you're talking to foreign women. Don't write super long texts that take three or more messages to send. You know, typical texting is a certain amount of characters. I think it's about 60 or something. I'm not sure. But don't send her, you know, a huge long story that's going to have like three or four texts from you, because that's going to appear a little bit needy. Remember, the person writing the most is the person that's most invested in the interaction. Same thing when you first meet her. If you're talking 90% of the time and she's only talking 10% of the time, who's more invested? Of course, you are. Same thing with text. You don't want to over text or text really long threads. Okay, so why text her instead of just calling her right away? Like I said earlier, it's totally fine to call her maybe the day after you meet her and set up a date. Nothing wrong with that. But if you text her first, it kind of warms things up a little bit because she doesn't have to respond right away. She won't feel any sense of pressure from you. She doesn't have to decide, do I want to talk to this guy right then? If she's busy, she can look at the text and she can reply later. Whereas in a phone call, she has to decide right then and there if she wants to talk to you at that exact moment. And same thing on your side. You don't have to respond right away. You have time to think of a clever or funny response when she texts you back. So it gives you some time management as well. You can text her at any time you want. You can literally, I always joke around, you can literally set up a date with a woman while you're taking a shit. And with some of the iPhone applications, you can meet women and stuff like that at any time, you know, while you're taking a shit, while you're doing errands, while you're, hopefully not while you're driving. But it offers a lot of time management. Okay, the texting mindset. You want to send it and forget it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't keep checking your phone to see if she's responded. Don't keep checking your outbox to see if you spelled something wrong or to see if maybe she might have interpreted something the wrong way, because it's just going to drive you crazy. Just send it and move on to something else. So have the mindset that she's having a boring day and it's just your job to cheer her up and make her smile and have a better day. But remember, she doesn't have to respond. So don't get all worked up if she doesn't respond to your text. You don't know what kind of day she's had. Maybe she's had a horrible day or a horrible week. Just don't give up. If she doesn't respond, you can wait a day and then text her again. If you still don't get a response, wait 2 days and text her again. Still no response, wait 3 days, text her again, and so forth. Now, that's just a general rule. Now, if the number goes cold after a few days, she still's not responding, then you can go refer to the guide in the section that is numbers that have gone cold, and there's some great lines that you can text her that will reinitiate the conversation. Now remember, she's not the most important thing in the world. So if you're in the middle of something and she texts you, don't stop doing it. Have an active lifestyle and don't be waiting for her to text you. Don't be needy. Think, what if I had 10 other women in my life? Become a high-value guy who has women in his life. And if you don't, you can fake it till you make it.